Transcendental Meditation is part of an unusual program for probationers in St. Louis. Some judges have been making TM part of sentences. They say it helps convicted criminals learn to relieve stress and relax their minds. Although the results have been positive, the program has raised concerns for civil libertarians. They say that the judges are requiring probationers to participate in what was once considered a cult. From St. Louis, Shula Newman reports.
It's difficult to imagine what kind of person William Baker was just a few years ago. Now 44, the affable Baker is well-dressed and a devout Baptist, though his gait is still much like that of a street thug. 3 years ago, William Baker was sent to jail for selling drugs. When he was released on probation about a year ago, the judge told him to attend classes with the Enlightened Sentencing Project, where he would learn transcendental meditation. Baker, who was more than a bit skeptical at first, says the experience changed his life.
Once I got into my meditation, I started listening, and I could, comprehend more. And I had a train of thought that was human, okay? I'm just going to use that word. It was just human for people to talk to me, to disagree with me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody disagreed with me a long time ago, I'd go upside their head because I had a violent nature, you know what I'm saying?
Baker is one of about 120 probationers who have participated in the program over the past 4 years. Transcendental Meditation, or TM, was first popularized in the United States in the 1960s after the Beatles went to study it in India with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. TM's 5 million adherents claim that it eliminates chronic health problems and reduces stress. Senior Judge Anna Forder thinks reducing stress is the key to reducing crime.
Because very often a lot of these young men and women that are drug addicted don't have any inner strength whatsoever. Everything is done from what they kind of feel at the moment, because their anxieties make them totally controlled by what is happening at the very moment. They can't get beyond that.
The program costs the city nothing. The $3,500 tuition is paid by private donors. While advocates claim that TM is non-religious, when students learn the meditation technique, their teachers conduct a 3-minute ceremony that includes a Sanskrit prayer praising Hindu deities. It's this ritual that has raised concerns that assigning TM as a condition of probation violates the Constitution. Ted Ruger, a law professor at Washington University in St. Louis, says while the legal precedents establishing TM as a religion is overwhelming, there are ways to avoid a constitutional conflict.
If what's being taught and called transcendental meditation to these probationers is in fact a sort of secular version, just a meditation technique, and it's separated from the religious components of transcendental meditation, it's probably okay under the Establishment Clause. If the line gets blurred and they're talking about higher levels of consciousness and theocratic beliefs, then it becomes much more constitutionally suspect.
Ruger says the other way to avoid a church-state conflict is to offer a comparable secular program, which is what judges do when they assign probationers to attend Alcoholics Anonymous meetings and the offender objects to AA's reference to a higher power. St. Louis Judge David Mason, the first to sentence probationers to TM training, says if probationers think the program conflicts with their religion, they can opt out with no consequences. As far as divorcing meditation from the spiritual component, Mason says he's worked out an agreement to modify the ceremonial prayer.
The compromise, if you will, that I struck with the teachers was that when the students come in for the first part of the class, they would have to turn their back to the students, and if they wanted to recite the Sanskrit statement, they could, but they could never tell the students what they said, nor can they involve the students in it in any way.
Judge Mason says only 2 of the 120 probationers have objected to the program on religious grounds. He insists the program's results are overwhelmingly successful, with a recidivism rate of only 10%. Mason and his fellow judges have so much faith in TM's ability to reduce crime that they're asking state legislators to sanction a long-term study, arguing that statewide use of the program could save millions in incarceration and legal costs. For NPR News, I'm Shula Newman in St. Louis.